以弗所书第四章第一节到第六节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verses 1 through 6。
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称，凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主，一信，一喜，一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
I beseech you therefore, I, the prisoner in the Lord, to walk worthily of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, bearing one another in love, being diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace, one body, one Spirit, even as also you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in all.
Again, 第四章第十一节到第十六节。
Same chapter, verses 11 through 16.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
And he himself gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as shepherds and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, unto the work of the ministry, unto the building up of the body of Christ, until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith, and of the full knowledge of the Son of God, at a full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we may be no longer little children, tossed by waves and carried about by every wind of teaching, in the sleight of men, in craftiness, with a view to a system of error, but holding to truth in love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, even Christ, out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation and measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love.
然后第二十节到二十四节。
Verses 20 through 24.
你们学了基督却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
But you did not so learn Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him as the reality is in Jesus, that you put off as regards your former manner of life, the old man, which is being corrupted according to the lusts of the deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new man, which was created according to God in righteousness and holiness of reality.
我们再有一点祷告。
Let's have further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你，因为你实在是一个有恩典的神。
Lord, we thank you and praise you because you are God of grace.
今天早上我们来到你的面前，都是因着主的恩典。
This morning we can approach your throne because of your grace.
今天早上我们乃是要来得到更多的恩典。
This morning we come for more grace.
主让主我们能够在这里思想主的话。
So that we can be here meditating upon your word.
当我们思想你的话的时候，让我们来宝贝你自己的话。
As we meditate upon your word, may we treasure your own words.
因为你的话就是我们的生命。
Because your word is our very life.
感谢祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer and thanksgiving is the name of Christ.
我们刚才读了以弗所书第四章。
We just read chapter 4 of Ephesians.
以弗所书第四章里面第二十、第十二节说要建立基督的身体。
Ephesians 4:12 says, For the perfecting of the saints unto the work of the ministry, to the building up of the body of Christ.
这一章圣经讲到一件事，就是要建立基督的身体。
This verse talks about one thing, that is to build up the body of Christ.
建立基督的身体跟合一是有密切的关系。
The matter of building up of the body of Christ and the matter of oneness is closely related.
所以当我们读到这张圣经的时候，你们可以算一算有多少个一在这个里面。
So as we read this chapter, we can count of how many ones or oneness that we have read.
我们读的时候有好多好多的是提到这一件事，就是一。
Many times we came upon this word oneness.
当神在教会里面建造的时候，他有一个模型。
As the Lord builds in His church, He has a model.
哎，这个计划呢，就是那个一的一个计划。
And this plan is a plan of oneness.
有一次，那个斯柏克弟兄问尼托森弟兄一句话。
Once Brother Sparks asked Brother Neve a question.
他说，你认为在圣经里面有哪一节圣经是最不容易实现？
He asked him and said, which verse in the Bible do you consider the most difficult to realize?
我们尼托森弟兄就思想了一下，他说在全本圣经里面最不容易实现的就是以弗所书第四章第十三节。
After a short pause, Brother Watchman Nee answered, in the whole Bible, the verse that is most difficult to realize is Ephesians 4:13.
直到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God, at a full grown man,at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
我想把大家再带回五月份头一个礼拜。
I'd like to bring everyone back to the first week of May.
在五月份头一个礼拜的时候，我们在这里思想一件事。
In the first week of May, we were contemplating one thing here.
我们在思想神有一个极大的奥秘。
We consider God has a great mystery.
那个奥秘是一个隐藏的奥秘。
That mystery was a hidden mystery.
那个奥秘就是耶稣基督的自己。
And that mystery was Christ Jesus himself.
神要把这个奥秘彰显出来。
And God would reveal this mystery.
因此他要找一个器皿。
For this cause, he was looking for a vessel.
因为他所要彰显的东西是这样的大。
Because what he wanted to reveal was great.
所以这一个器皿是包含万有的。
So this vessel has to be all-inclusive.
不但是犹太人在这个器皿的里面。
Not only the Jews were within this vessel.
外邦人也在这个器皿里面。
The nations were also in this vessel.
不断聪明的人在这个里面。
Not only the wise ones were in the vessel.
就是愚拙的人也在这个里面。
Even the foolish were included in the vessel.
这一个器皿是包含万有的。
This is an all-inclusive vessel.
这是一个奥秘。
And it is a mystery.
从一方面来讲，这个器皿是包括一切。
On the one hand, this vessel includes everything.
从另外一方面来讲，这一切又要同归于一。
On the other angle, everything must be united into one.
一方面说，我们是同坐后嗣。
On the one hand, we are fellow heirs together.
另外一方面，我们要同成一体。
On the other hand, we are to be the one body.
这是一个奥秘。
It is indeed a mystery.
同为后嗣已经是一个奥秘。
It is a mystery enough to be fellow heirs together.
我们人不能够了解这一件事。
It is incomprehensible to man.
在当时的时候，犹太人实在不能了解。
At the time, the Jews couldn't understand it.
为什么外邦人能够同为后嗣？
Why even the nations would become fellow heirs with them?
但是我实在觉得同为一体是一个更大的奥秘。
But I truly felt to be in the same body is even a greater mystery.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在被神摆在一个伟大的一个奥秘的当中。
Friends and sisters, these days we have been put by God into a great mystery.
这些日子我在思想这个奥秘。
These days, I'm contemplating this mystery.
我想在我的生活的里面有没有一个事情是有一点点相似的。
And I consider in my living, is there something that comes close to that?
或者我可以用来来说明这个奥秘。
Or is there something I can use to explain this mystery?
我就在我的工作的里面呢找到一个有一点点像。
And I did find something in my workplace that is similar.
我的工作呢，就是在寻找奥秘。
My job it is to look for mysteries.
我的工作呢，就是要在墨西哥湾的海的底下呢，来找油。
My job it is to look for oil at the bottom of Gulf of Mexico.
每一个人都知道，在墨西哥湾的海的深处呢，是有油的。
And everyone knows in the depths of the Gulf of Mexico, there is a deposit of oil.
但是那个油在什么地方？
But where is the elusive oil?
所以好多好多的人，他们要来找那个石油。
And many people come to look for that oil.
那是不是我一个人就能够把这个油找到呢？
Am I able to single-handedly find that oil?
绝对不可能。
Never, impossible.
当我昨天思想的时候，我就想，如果今天早上我把所有的人我们需要的那些技术来找油，我一一的诉说的话，整个早上的时间都不够。
And as I contemplated yesterday, if I were here to describe all the techniques and methods with which we find oil, it would take more than one morning.
我只要说我需要这样的人，他做什么？我需要那样的人，他做什么？这样的时间我们今天早上都没有。
Even if I just list the specialist who is capable of doing certain things, I would not have time even to finish a list.
我们不过是在地底下找一滩油就是了。
All we're trying to do is to look for some oil at the depths of the earth.
为了要把这个奥秘发现出来，需要好多好多的人。
And in order to reveal this mystery, it takes many, many people.
今天如果我们要来彰显那个宇宙里面最大的奥秘。
But if we're here to reveal the greatest mystery in the universe today.
难怪神需要所有的人。
Small wonder it is, God requires all people.
各式各样的人。
All manner of people.
弟兄姊妹，你能不能够想象，如果今天我们没有保罗
？Francis, can you imagine if we did not have Paul?
你可不可以想象，今天主就是把保罗拿走了
？Consider if Paul, if the Lord took away Paul.
其他的人都在，我们缺少了保罗弟兄。
And we had all the other saints except Brother Paul.
我们的圣经就薄了很多啊。
This Bible would be very thin.
我们很多的真理我们就不知道了。
We would not know many truths.
保罗实在是一个人，神把他的启示给了他。
Paul was a man that was able to receive God's revelations.
但是我们能不能够缺少拉撒路？
But can we do away with even Lazarus?
拉撒路在圣经里面好像没有讲过一句话。
It seems as though Lazarus didn't even speak a word in the Bible.
但是在教会的里面，我们能不能够缺少拉撒路？
But can we do away with Lazarus in the Bible, in the church?
因为拉撒路乃是用他的生命在彰显基督。
Lazarus manifested Christ by his life.
在教会的里面， 我们不能够思想，不能够想象到如果没有彼得。
In the church, we cannot comprehend, we cannot imagine without Peter.
因为这一个人一传福音，有三千个人得救。
Because when this one stood up to preach the gospel, 3,000 got saved.
但是教会也不能够没有腓力。
But the church cannot do away with Philip.
虽然那个腓力传福音的时候就一个人在听。
Even though when Philip preached the gospel, only one listened to him.
他们两个都在传福音。
They both preached the gospel.
一个人对三千个人传福音。
One preached to 3,000.
另外一个人对一个人传福音。
The other one preached to one.
但是我们怎么样需要彼得，我们也怎样需要腓力。
How we need Peter, we need Philip the same way.
我们需要摩西。
We need Moses.
因为摩西在神的眼中是一个认识神的人。
Because in the eyes of God, Moses was a person who knew God.
摩西是一个摸着神心的一个人。
Moses was a person that touched God's heart's desire.
有哪一个人能够在地上祷告的时候让神改变他的心意？
Who among men on earth could pray and change God's mind?
我们很难改变我们的配偶的心意。
We can hardly even change our counterpart's mind.
但是摩西在地上，他向神祷告的时候，神就改变他的心意。
But as Moses prayed on earth to God, and God changed his mind.
在历史上很少有像摩西这样的人能够真正摸到神的心。
It was few in history like Moses that truly touched God's heart.
但是我们也不能失去伯大尼的玛利亚。
By the same token, we cannot do away with Mary of Bethany.
伯大尼的玛利亚，她也摸到神的心。
Mary of Bethany also touched God's heart.
但是她是从不同的角度来摸着神的心。
She touched God's heart from a different perspective.
我们需要摩西，我们也需要这个伯大尼的玛利亚。
How we needed Moses, the same way we needed Mary of Bethany.
在旧约里面，我们要讲恩赐的话，没有一个人像以利亚有这样大的恩赐。
To talk about a gifting in the Old Testament, no one can come up to the gifting of Elijah.
他能够让那个寡妇的儿子从死里复活。
She could cause the dead son of the widow to arrive out of death.
但是我们同样也需要在新约里面，那有一个妇人，她患了十二年的血漏。
Also, we saw a woman with an issue of blood for 12 years in the New Testament.
这个人在圣经里面甚至没有他自己的名字。
This person was even without a name.
他的名字就叫做患了十二年血漏的妇人。
All we can call was a woman with a 12 years issue of blood.
但是这个妇人在信心的里面伸出她的手来摸了主耶稣一下。
But this woman, out of faith, reached out her hand to touch the Lord.
她就经历了神的医治。
And she experienced the healings of God.
这里两个人都跟医治有关系。
Both instances had to do with healing.
一个人是有医病的恩赐。
One, we saw a person with a gift of healing.
一个人乃是在信心里面，他摸到了。
The other touched God in faith.
我们不能缺少这一个妇人。
We cannot be without this widow.
我们刚才讲了八个人。
We had mentioned eight people.
有四个人他们是有恩赐的。
Four are gifted.
有四个人他们是很简单。
Four are simple.
我们需要他们。
We need them all.
我们需要每一个在圣经里面所提到的这些人。
We need everyone who is mentioned in the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，今天如果让我有选择的话
，For instance, if I had a choice today,
可能我不愿意去一个聚会，那里面充满的都是保罗、摩西、彼得、以利亚。
I probably wouldn't go to a meeting which is filled with Paul, Elijah, Moses.
你能不能想象，你到一个聚会里面？每一个人都是像彼得一样、保罗一样、以利亚一样。
Can you imagine going to a meeting in which everyone is like a Paul, Peter, Moses, Elijah?
我相信那不是一个很美的聚会。
I believe that is not a beautiful meeting.
因为每一个人都站在上面讲话，没有人在下面听。
Because everyone is up there preaching, no one is listening.
宁可能够在一个聚会里面，在那里有那个玛利亚。在那里有腓力，在那里有那个患血漏的那个妇人，
I'd rather, on the other hand, be in a meeting where there is Mary, there is the woman with the issue of blood, and Philip.
那里有拉撒路。
And there's Lazarus.
那里有好多像腓力这样的人。
There are many who are like Philip.
当你在软弱的时候，他就跑来跟你说话。
When you're weak, he runs to talk to you.
他只有他的能力是对一个人说话。
He only has enough power to talk to one.
但是他正是能够来帮助。
But he is truly able to help you.
神的那个奥秘实在是太大了。
God's mystery is great indeed.
所以他需要各种各样不同的器皿。
It takes all various kinds of vessels.
把这些器皿摆在一起。
And to put all the vessels together.
能够把他的儿子彰显出来。
To manifest his son.
我们在工作的里面呢，常常要接触很多不同的人。
In the workplace, we often encounter many different people.
为了时间的关系，我只要讲四种不同的人。
For the sake of time, I'll mention but four.
我们首先要接触的叫做地质学家。
First person we're to encounter is a geologist.
这个地质学家，他们乃是注意非常大的一些事情。
The geologists pay attention to great things.
他们要注意那很大的那个地层的结构。
They pay attention to the stratus formations of the earth.
他们想的都是大概多少里、多少里、多少英里。
Their mind are concerned with the miles and miles.
第二种人我们要接触的叫地球物理学家 ，geophysicist.
The second people we're encountering is the geophysicist.
这些人呢跟地质学家就不太一样了。
And these people are different from the geologists.
他们所注重的是100英尺、200英尺这样的一个范围。
They pay attention to the scope of 100 or 200 feet.
然后第三种人我们要接触到的是岩石物理学家 petrophysicist.
The third kind of people we're to encounter are petrophysicists.
这个岩石的物理学家他们所注重的是半英尺。
The petrophysicists are concerned with half a foot.
他所有他的那些名词，他的注意力都是在那个半英尺那个阶段。
All his terminologies and attentions are paid to that half foot.
然后第四种人就是地球化学家 ，geochemist.
And the last person we're to encounter are the geochemists.
这些人他们注重的是那个分子那个大小。
These people are concerned with the molecular scales.
你把这四种人摆在一起。
And you put all four people together.
一个人是想一个英里那么大。
One person are concerned with a mile.
第二个人想到一百尺。
And the second person are concerned with 100 feet.
第三个人他想到半英尺。
The third person is concerned with half a foot.
第四个人想到不知道多小。
And the third person are concerned with minute particles.
他们有不同的语言。
And they have different languages.
你们或认为说中文英文是非常不一样。
You may consider English is so different from Chinese.
这个地质学家跟这个地球物理学家的语言也是非常不一样。
But the language between the geologists and the geophysicists are also different.
你如果不懂的话，你坐在他们的中间，你不知道他们在讲什么。
If you don't know their language and you sit among them, you wouldn't know what they're talking about.
你可能说他们可能在是讲英文，你大概知道。
You know they're talking English. That you know.
但是你实在不知道他们在讲什么。
But you still don't know what they're talking about.
但是每一种人都需要。
But we need every kind of person.
如果我们要来把这个地底下的这个奥秘打开的话。
If we were to find the mystery under the earth.
我们需要这么样的。
We need all these people here.
我跟那些地球物理学家比较靠近一点。
I'm a little closer to the geophysicist.
所以我跟他们在一起的时候，常常跟他们在一起，开会。
And I often have conferences with them.
有时候呢，他们就会提到一个人。
Sometimes they would mention a person.
然后他们就觉得非常的好像不以为然。
And they don't think very much of him.
然后另外一个人就说呢，他是一个地质学家。
And another person would say, oh, he's nothing but a geologist.
全部的人都说，哦。
And they would say, oh, okay.
突然之间他们都了解为什么那个人是这么好像这么不行。
They finally understand why he's not so good.
因为他是地质学家。
Because he's nothing but a geologist.
所以他不知道他在讲什么。
And they don't know what he's talking about.
这个地球物理学家呢觉得地质学家只有一张嘴。
The geophysicists consider the geologist to have a mere mouth.
他们不知道这个科学。
They don't know his science.
一天到晚就是一张凭着一张嘴呢东讲西讲。
Day in, day out, they only talk and talk.
所以地球物理学家对地质学的看法是很低的。
So the geophysicists have a low esteem of the geologists.
这个地质学家对地球物理学家也有看法。
The geologists, on the other hand, also have opinion of the geophysicists.
这个地质学家呢觉得地球物理学家是住在那个象牙塔里面的。
And the geologists consider the geophysicists to be living in ivory towers.
整天呢就是弄那个电脑。
Day in, day out, they sit in front of the terminal.
跟那个实际的生活呢已经脱节了。
They are separated from real life.
不知道什么样的情形是合乎经济的，和什么样的情形不合乎经济。
They have no idea what is economical, what is not economical.
然后地球物理学家和地质学家都瞧不起岩石那个物理学家。
And both geologists and geophysicists look down upon the petrophysicists.
因为他们觉得这岩石物理学家是非常的，对于技术呢是非常的低 low tech.
Because they consider the geophysicists to have low tech.
Petrophysicists. 弟兄姊妹
，Francis，
我们是不是这样
？Are we like that？
神给我们不同的恩典。
God has given a different grace.
所以我们对于事情的认识，有的时候从不同的角度。
So we know from different perspective.
也许主给我们的恩典，我们看事情呢是一迈一里一里的看。
God has given some of us grace to look at things mile after mile after mile.
但是神可能给另外一个弟兄，他就看一百、两百尺。
God may have given gift to the other brother who saw 100 or 200 feet.
神可能给另外一个弟兄，他的恩赐就是看半尺。
God has given a third brother a gift that looks at things within half a foot.
因为基督的奥秘是这样的丰富。
Because the mystery of Christ is wonderful.
我们需要所有的弟兄。
It takes all brothers.
把大家所看见的基督都一起拿出来。
To present all the vision of the different brothers.
或许我们能够对基督有更多的了解。
Perhaps in this way we can have a deeper understanding of Christ.
如果我们不能够看见这一点，
If we cannot see this point,
我们就不能够进入这个奥秘。
We'll be prevented from entering into this mystery.
在教会里面，我们讲合一的道理是很容易。
It's easy to talk about the doctrine of oneness in the church.
但是当有一个弟兄到你的面前来说，他不同意你的看法。
But when a brother comes to your face and disagree with your view,
那个时候你的反应是？
What is your reaction then?
有一个姊妹到你的面前说，姊妹，我不同意你的看法。
When a sister comes to you and say, sister, I don't agree with your view.
你的反应是什么？
How would your reaction be?
这个是一个真实的一个考验。
This is a real test.
我们怎么样在聚会的里面，我们学习彼此相爱。
How do we learn to love one another in the meetings?
虽然这个弟兄跟我这样的不同。
Even though this brother is so different from me.
我们很容易跟我们相同的人在一起。
It's easy to be with those who are like character.
所以那个地球物理学家中午吃饭的时候，一定是跟地球物理学家出去吃饭。
And that's why the geophysicists always eat lunch with the geophysicists.
你很少看到地球物理学家会跟地质学家出去吃饭。
It is seldom seen that the geophysicists would eat lunch with the geologists.
因为他们里面觉得他们不同。
Because they consider themselves to be different.
我们在教会里面是不是也是这样？
Are we like that in the church?
如果我们在聚会里面，神的家中也是这样。
If we are like this in God's house, in the church.
这个奥秘就不能被彰显。
And this mystery will not be manifested.
神怎么样建立他的家？
How does God build up his house?
我在带弟兄姊妹到五月份的第二个礼拜。
bring brothers and sisters to the second week in May.
在第二个礼拜，我们在这里思想神怎么样建立他的家。
During the second week here, we were considering how God built His house.
当我们思想的时候，我们只想到一个字。
We considered only one word.
就是他的恩典。
That is His grace.
如果不是神的恩典。
Were not for His grace.
今天我们没有办法被他建造在一起。
We would not be built together.
只有在神的恩典的里面。
Only in the grace of God.
这一件事情有盼望。
Can this matter to have hope?
什么是恩典？
So what is grace?
恩典就是我们里面所没有的东西。
Grace is something that is lacking in us.
如果我们把一堆沙摆在这里。
If we were to put a pile of sand here.
然后我再把一堆的石头摆在这里。
And pull another pile of stones.
然后我把这一堆沙和这一堆的石头把它混合在一起。
Then I mix the two piles together.
我要让他们合而为一。
I want them to be one.
他们会不会合而为一？
Will they ever be one?
我想那是很难。
I think it's difficult.
我想你就是放一两年他们还不一定合而为一。
If you leave them there for a year or two, they still would not be one.
怎么样让这一堆沙和这一堆石头能够合而为一呢？
How can you make the pile of sand one with the pile of stones?
你加一点水，加一点水泥在中间。
What you do is you add water and cement.
然后你把它调和在一起。
And you stir it up together.
然后这个沙被那个水泥所围绕。
And the sand will be enclosed by the cement.
这个石头也被这个水泥所围绕。
The stones would also be enclosed by the cement.
然后他们就能合而为一。
Then they can be one.
这个就是恩典。
This is grace.
恩典不是我们里面所有的。
Grace is not something we possess.
在沙的里面你找不到水泥。
In the sand, you cannot find cement.
在石头的里面你也找不到水泥。
Neither can you find cement in stones.
但是你把水泥混合在他们中间的时候。
But if you stir up cement into them.
你发现他们就合而为一。
You discover they become one.
不但合而为一，你就不能再分开了。
Not only they become one, you cannot separate them.
神的工作就是这样。
This is God's work.
神的工作乃是借着恩典。
God's work is done through grace.
是本乎恩也因着信。
It's by faith, by grace through faith.
好叫我们没有一个人能够自夸。
So none of us can boast.
有一天如果主真的恩待我们。
One day the Lord be gracious to us.
在我们中间真是有那个建造的光景。
And there would come among us the real condition of building.
我们没有一个人能够说自夸的话。
None of us can boast.
因为完全是出于神的恩典。
Because it is altogether His grace.
神怎么样来建造我们？
How He built us.
他乃是用了他的宝血来建造我们。
He built us through His blood.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候当我们与其他的弟兄有问题的时候
Brothers and sisters, many times when we have problems with other brothers and sisters,
是因为我们与神中间有了问题。
It is because we have problem with God.
如果你和你的配偶中间有了问题
If you have problem with your counterpart,
是因为你和神中间有了问题。
It is because you have problem with God.
我们要先解决我们与神的中间的问题。
We must firstly solve the problem between us and God.
然后我们才能解决我们和弟兄中间的问题。
Then can we solve problem between brothers and sisters?
人和神中间的问题怎么解决呢？
How do we solve the problem between man and God?
那是靠着神的宝血。
It is through His precious blood.
天天来到主的面前。
Daily we come before Him.
在神的面前来解决这一件事。
To solve this problem before God.
好让我们与神的当中没有间隔。
So there is no separation between us and God.
这样我们才能够与我们的弟兄和好。
In this way can we be in peace with our brothers and sisters.
这样我们才能够和我们的配偶。
In this way, can we be one with our counterparts?
圣经上说不可含怒到日落。
The Bible says, do not let the sun go down on your wrath.
所以我们有一天的时间。
So we have a day.
我们要来到主的面前。
To come before God.
如果在夫妻之间有什么样难处的时候。
If there is problem between husband and wife.
在日落以前你要到神的面前来解决那个问题。
Before the sun goes down, you must come before God to solve that problem.
在神的面前承认你的罪。
Before God to confess your sin.
好叫你的怒气在日落以前就可以被主拿走。
So that your wrath may be taken away before the sun goes down.
神怎么样建造他的身体？
How does God build his body?
他乃是用十字架。
He uses the cross.
十字架告诉我们什么？
What does the cross speak to us?
十字架基本上告诉我们两件事。
The cross speaks basically two things.
头一件事讲到他爱我们。
First, he loves us.
在十字架上里面，这个爱向我们清楚地表明出来。
This love is clearly manifested in the cross.
在十字架上，当神牺牲的时候，他没有做任何的选择。
As Christ was sacrificed on the cross, he didn't make a choice for himself.
他选择为所有的人上了十字架。
For all men's sake, he went to the cross.
今天我们的爱与神的爱比较起来是何等的渺小。
Today, our love is small compared to God's love.
我们可以爱某一些人。
We can love a certain select group.
我们可以为某一些人牺牲。
We can sacrifice ourselves for a certain group.
但是我们不能够为其他的一些人来牺牲。
But we cannot sacrifice ourselves for the other groups of people.
我们的那个范围是何等的狭小。
Our scope is truly limited.
但是在十字架上，基督让我们看见他的爱是何等的宽广。
But on the cross, Christ has revealed to us the depth of his cross, his love.
只有借着那个爱，能够建立基督的身体。
Only through that love, we can build the body of Christ.
不是我们原来的那个狭小的爱。
It is not through the love that we possess.
但是在基督的爱浇灌我们以后。
But after the love of Christ is poured upon us.
那个爱能够来建立基督的身体。
Then that love can build the body of Christ.
十字架又告诉我们一个顺服的一个记号。
The cross also gives a symbol of submission.
当基督在十字架上的时候，实在让我们看见一个最顺服的一个图画。
Christ on the cross gives us a symbol, a picture of utter submission.
那一个图画就胜过千言万语。
That picture is better than 1,000 words.
无论用什么样的话语，你都不能够再来超过基督在十字架上所代表。
Regardless how many words you use, you can never surpass the symbolism of Christ on the cross.
他单甘愿挂在十字架上。
He willingly hung himself on the cross.
是一个完全顺服的一个记号。
It is a symbol of utter submission.
这个是我们需要来建立基督身体。
This is the thing that we need for the building of the body of Christ.
所以这两件事情摆在一起。
As we put these two things together.
一方面要用基督的爱。
On the one hand, we need the love of Christ.
一方面要有基督的顺服。
On the other hand, we need the submission of Christ.
这件事情是如此的重要，所以神让我们每一天在我们家里面来经历它。
Because of the importance of this thing,Therefore, God requires us to experience this daily.
每一天，主告诉我们做丈夫的要爱你的妻子。
Daily, the Lord speaks to the husbands to love their wives.
每一天，主告诉我们做妻子的要顺服你的丈夫。
Daily, the Lord speaks to the wife to be submissive to the husband.
我们常常觉得建造基督的身体好像是在教会里面。
Oftentimes, we consider building of the body of Christ is done in the church.
不错，但是建造基督的身体乃是从家的里面开始。
It is correct, but it begins, the body building process begins in the home.
如果一个丈夫不爱他的妻子，
If a husband did not love his wife,
他就不能在基督的身体里面成为神所建造的那个材料。
He cannot become a material in the building of the body of Christ.
如果一个妻子不顺服他的丈夫，
If a wife did not submit to her husband,
她就不能在基督的建造里面成为一个有用的材料。
She could not be a useful material in the building of God's house.
神怎么样来建造他的身体？
How does God build his body?
他乃是借着圣灵。
He uses the Holy Spirit.
我们常常在思想合一的时候，我们会有一个错误的观念。
Oftentimes, as we consider the matter of oneness, we have a wrong conception.
我们觉得合一就是我们每一个人的思想都是一样的。
The oneness that we consider is that we all think the same thing.
我们所说的话都是一样。
We all talk the same.
我们所做的事都是一样。
Everything we do will be the same.
我们的喜好都是一样。
We have the same hobby.
这个不是圣经里面所说的合一。
But this is not the oneness described in the scriptures.
我们好像一个交响乐团一样。
We're like a symphony.
在这个交响乐团里面有各种不同的乐器。
In the symphony, there are various kinds of instruments.
我们就好像那些乐器一样。
We're just like those instruments.
每一个乐器都是不一样，都是不一样。
Every instrument is different from the other.
它们的声音不一样。
They emit a different sound.
它们的形状不一样。
They have a different shape.
它们发出的频率不一样。
They have different pitch.
他们的价值也不一样。
They have different values.
但是他们可以合一。
But they can become one.
当他们一同来注视那个指挥的时候。
That is when they all together pay attention to the conductor.
当他们的行动还是被那个指挥所控制的时候。
When their actions are controlled by the conductor.
那个就是合一。
That is oneness.
这个是圣经里面所说的合一。
This is the kind of oneness described in the Bible.
这个合一乃是在圣灵里面的合一。
This is the oneness in the Holy Spirit.
当我们每一个人都尊重圣灵的时候。
As we respect the Holy Spirit.
当我们都顺服圣灵在我们身上的引导。
As we submit the guiding of the Holy Spirit in us.
在我们当中就有一个合一的现象。
We will have the condition of oneness among us.
合一不是要让整个管弦乐团都变成小提琴。
Oneness is not to turn every piece of instrument in the symphony into a violin.
合一也不是让整个乐团都成为小喇叭。
Neither is it to turn every piece of instrument into a trumpet.
合一乃是把该有的地位给那个指挥的人。
Oneness is to give the proper position to the conductor.
让这个指挥者得到他的地位。
To allow the conductor to gain his due position.
这样我们就有合一。
Then we would have oneness.
所以这是我们五月份第二个礼拜我们一同思想。
This is what we consider in the second week of May.
神用恩典来建造我们。
God built us through grace.
神用宝血来建造我们。
God built us through blood.
神借着十字架来建立我们。
God built us through his cross.
神借着圣灵来建立我们。
God built us through the Holy Spirit.
然后我再带弟兄姊妹到我们五月份第三个主日。
Then I bring you to the third week of May.
第三个主日我们在这里面思想为什么主要做这一件事。
In the third week, we were considering why God would do such a thing.
为什么主要花这样大的力气来建造这样大的一个器皿来彰显他的儿子。
Why God use such a great effort to build such a vessel.
我想主的心意乃是要在宇宙里面把他的儿子摆在第一位。
I think God's mind, first and foremost, he wanted to put his son at the highest place.
这是神做这一切事的原因。
This is the reason that God did all these things.
在永恒的里面神有一个心意。
In eternity past, God had but one thought.
这一个心意就是要让他的儿子在万有的里面居首位。
This thought was that God would put his son Christ to be first among all.
就是因为有这样的一个思想在神的心里。
Because of this thought in the minds of God, in the mind of God.
所以他要找一个器皿。
Then he started to look for a vessel.
找一个很大的器皿。
A great vessel.
有一天能够把他的儿子彰显出来。
That will one day manifest his son.
好让他的儿子在万有的里面居首位。
So that his son will be the first in all things.
所以这一件事把基督放在首位。
This thing that is to put Christ as head over all.
是神建造的目的。
This is the purpose of God's building.
不但是神建造的目的也是神建造的方法。
It is not only the purpose of God's building, but also the method of his building.
当基督在教会里面得到地位的时候，
When Christ has gained his position in the church,
那里就有建造。
There would then be the building.
当基督在教会里面得不到地位的时候，
when Christ does not gain his rightful position in the church,
在那里就不能有建造。
There will be no building.
这是我们第三个主日所一同思想。
This is what we considered during the third week.
今天我们早上一同来思想这些事情对于我们个人的影响是什么。
This morning we will consider what effect these things have upon us.
这些事情如果我们只是说一说来听一听的话，
If these become merely doctrines,
过了一段时间对我们就不再新鲜了。
After some time, they will become stale.
就成为好像一个理论一样。
It will become a mere doctrine.
建立基督的身体 是一个很大的一件事。
Building of God, the body of Christ is a great thing.
对于我的生活上到底有什么影响？
But what effect does it have upon me?
我怎么知道主在我的身上建造？
How do I know God is building in me?
我怎么知道神在这个聚会里面建造？
How do I know God is building in the meeting?
我想我们可以用一个字来包括这一切。
We can use one word to describe all.
就是你的生活有没有改变。
That is, does it change your life?
我们整个聚会有没有改变。
Does it change our whole meeting?
这是一个让我们可以知道神在不在我们身上建造的一件事。
This is one thing.
那神做的是什么？
Then what is God doing?
如果我们在聚会的当中，我们讲神的建造。
If we talk about God's building in the meetings.
但是我们聚会没有改变。
But there is no sign of change in the meeting.
那这样的谈论对我们的益处在哪？
What benefit does it have upon us?
如果神真是在我们当中建造。
If God indeed is building among us.
我们的生活需要有改变。
Our living must be changed.
我们聚会的生活需要有改变。
Our meeting life must be changed also.
弟兄姊妹，我们人有一个软弱。
Brothers and sisters, we have this weakness.
这个软弱是在我们的深处的一个软弱。
This weakness is hidden deep within us.
这个软弱就是不承认我们的软弱。
This weakness is that we do not confess that we have one weakness.
这个软弱是在创世纪里面种下的一个软弱。
This weakness, the seed of it was sown in Genesis.
你知道，当亚当犯罪以后
，You know, after Adam sinned,
他就躲起来。
He hid himself.
他从前是不躲起来的一个人。
Formerly, he never hid himself.
他整天在那个光的下行走。
He walked all day long under light.
他没有任何的事情，他愿意隐藏。
There was nothing that causes him to hide.
就是赤身露体，他也不觉得羞耻。
Even though he was naked, he didn't feel shame.
但是他犯罪。
But after he sinned,
头一件事他就是隐藏。
The first thing he did was he hid himself.
当神在园子行走的时候，他就躲起来了。
When God walked in the cool of day, he hid himself.
他做了一个衣服，把自己的羞耻遮起来了。
He made himself an apron to cover his nakedness.
从那个时候，我们的人类就有一个软弱。
From that juncture on, mankind inherited a weakness.
就是我们不承认我们的软弱。
That is, we do not admit of our weakness.
所以亚当说，是你给我那个女人把那个果子给我吃。
That's why Adam said, it is the woman whom you gave me that fruit.
那个夏娃说，是那个蛇把那个果子给我吃。
And Eve said, it is the snake that gave me that fruit.
他们不愿意承认他们的软弱。
They would not admit of their weakness.
他要把他的软弱遮盖起来。
They would cover their weakness rather.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们要让神来改变我们
sisters, were we to allow God to change us,
我们要来改变这一件事。
We need to change this one thing.
我们要承认我们自己的软弱。
We must admit of our weakness.
我们从以色列人的历史上就清楚地看见这一件事。
From the history of the Israelites, we see this plainly.
什么时候以色列人承认他们的软弱？
Whenever the Israelites admitted of their weakness.
神就在他们中间做改变的工作。
God began to do a work of change.
我们可以读旧约的圣经，这样的事情一再
一再的发生。
As we read the Old Testament, this happened once and over again.
我想神要告诉我们一个功课。
I think God wants to teach us a lesson.
我们什么时候承认我们的软弱？
Whenever we admit of our weakness,
神就能在我们身上做改变的工作。
God can begin to do a work of change.
不是神不做。
It is not that God will not do it.
而是人不愿意承认自己需要。
But it is man that will not admit that we need it.
在新约里面，那个最美丽的故事。
The most beautiful story of the New Testament.
就是那个浪子的故事。
It is the story of the prodigal son.
这个浪子有一天，他就发现。
The prodigal son had a discovery one day.
他说，我的父亲有多少的雇工。
He said, how many servants my father had in his house.
口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死
了。They had plenty to eat, but I'm here starving to death.
这个浪子那一天承认自己的软弱。
The prodigal son that day admitted his weakness.
他承认父亲的丰富。
He admitted his father's riches.
就在那一个思想的里面，这个浪子就开始有改变。
And under the influence of that thought, the prodigal son began to change.
弟兄姊妹，我们有一个父亲。
Francis, we have a father.
他有多少的雇工？
How many hired servants he had?
口粮有余。
He had plenty of food to eat.
为什么我们需要在这里饿死？
Why are we starving to death here?
没有理由我们在这里饿死。
There's no reason for us to starve here.
我们有这样丰富的一个父亲。
We have such an abundant father.
我们所要做的只是承认我的软弱。
All we had to do was to confess of our weakness.
承认我的亏欠。
To confess my shortage.
回到父亲的面前。
Come back to the father.
所以当主耶稣在地上的时候，他传信息是非常的简单。
That's why when the Lord Jesus preached on earth, he was very simple.
他说，你们天国近了，你们要。
The kingdom of the heavens is near. Repent.
神的儿子传信息的时候，他只讲这一件事。
When the Son of God preached a message, this is all he said.
因为其他的都是神做的。
Because everything else is done by God.
只有悔改是我们做的。
Only repentance is our responsibility.
只有当我们在神的面前说，主，我需要你。
Only when we come to God and say, Lord, I need you.
我有这样的一个软弱。
I have this weakness.
剩下的神就做了。
The rest God will do.
我们常常是不知道自己软弱。
We seldom know our weakness.
我们知道，我们也不愿意承认。
Even when we do know, we will not confess.
但许多时候，我们不知道我们的软弱。
But many times we don't even know it.
彼得不知道他的软弱。
Peter didn't know his weaknesses.
一直等到他三次不认主的时候。
Only until when he denied the Lord three times,
他才发现他是何等的软弱。
Did he finally discover how weak he truly was?
他一直都是那么软弱的。
He has always been that weak.
但是他自己不晓得。
But he didn't even know.
保罗不知道他的软弱。
Paul didn't know his weaknesses.
在他认识主以前，保罗是何等可怜的一个人。
Before Paul knew God,How pitiful a person he was.
他是一个瞎眼的人。
He was a blind man.
他不认识神。
He did not know God.
但是他不知道自己的软弱。
But he didn't know his own weakness.
只等到有一天，神把他肉身的眼睛弄瞎了。
Only when one day God had blinded his physical eyes.
那一天，保罗知道他的软弱。
That day Paul discovered his weaknesses.
那一天开始，神就在保罗的身上做改变的工作。
From that day on, God began to do a work of change in Paul.
弟兄姊妹，也许你没有想过，神在我们身上的工作，大部分都是来让我们知道我们的软弱。
Brothers and sisters, maybe you have never thought about this. Most of God's work in us is to cause us to realize our weaknesses.
因为那是最困难的。
Because that is the most difficult part.
当人认识自己的软弱以后，一切都很容易。
After man realizes his weaknesses, everything becomes easier.
弟兄姊妹，多少的时候在家里面要对你的妻子说我错了，这很难。
For instance, how many times it is difficult for us to confess of our mistakes to the wives in our homes?
像很多的时候，我们明明知道我们错了。
Many times we know plainly that we're wrong.
但是我们不愿意承认。
But we will not admit it.
我们就是不愿意说。
We never would admit it.
我们做很多其他的事来暗示我们错了。
We would do many other things to hint that we're wrong.
但是我们就是不愿意在我们的妻子的面前说我错了。
Except we would admit to our wives that we're wrong.
做妻子的也是这样。
It's the same with the wives.
不知道为什么缘故。
I don't know why.
这个东西就在我们的里面。
This thing is sown in us.
我们不愿意承认。
We do not admit it.
我们感谢神，保罗不是这样的一个。
We thank God Paul was not such a person.
你看在以弗所书第六章。
In Ephesians chapter 6.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
他说也为我祈求使我得着口才。
Pray even for me, that utterance may be given to me.
保罗还需要人为他祷告。
Paul needed some people to pray for him.
保罗还需要再加添口才吗？
Did Paul know better utterance?
但是保罗在这里，他知道他的软弱。
But Paul knew here his weakness.
他就告诉圣徒说，请你们为我祷告。
And he asked the saints to pray for him.
在过去一些年日的里面，有一件事，让我自己觉得非常的诧异。
In the past many years, one thing had amazed me.
就是当我跟一些弟兄姊妹交通的时候。
That is when I fellowship with some brothers and sisters.
他们告诉我他有一个软弱。
They tell me they have this weakness.
但是他说不要告诉别人。
But they tell me not to tell anyone.
保罗不是这样的人。
Paul is not such a person.
保罗不但告诉以弗所书的人，他告诉我们全天下的人，他需要口才。
Paul didn't just tell the Ephesians, he told everyone under heaven that he needed utterance.
保罗不觉得这件事情有任何的羞耻。
He didn't consider this to be a shame.
为什么我们要把我们自己的软弱隐藏起来？
Why would we hide our weaknesses?
为什么我们不愿意告诉弟兄，请你为我祷告？
Why wouldn't we ask brothers and sisters to pray for us?
为什么我们不说姊妹们替我祷告？
Why wouldn't we say sisters pray for me?
我们何等需要大家的祷告。
How we need the petitions of all saints.
当你心里忧伤的时候。
When you're sorrowful.
你有没有请一个人为你祷告？
If you ask somebody to pray for you.
当你在难处的里面的时候。
When you're in a strait.
你是不是请弟兄姊妹为你祷告？
Did you ask the saints to pray for you?
当我们做这样代祷的要求的时候。
When we make such a request for petition.
我们就把我们自己的需要
We make known our needs.
我们把自己的软弱放在光的当中。
We put our weaknesses under light.
神就能够在我们的中间做事。
Then can God begin to do a work among us?
神的改变跟人的改变不一样。
God's work of change is different from man's work of change.
当人要改变一个人的时候，人是从外面来改变。
When man decides to change someone, he does it from outside in.
当神来改变一个人的时候，他是从里面开始做起。
When God works upon a man, he works from inside out.
所以在以弗所书这里说，他说要脱去你们从前行为的旧人。
That's why it says in Ephesians here to put off the former manner of life.
要穿上一个新人。
And put on the new man.
这里有一个脱去，这里有一个穿上。
You see a put off and a put on.
如果我们要穿上的话，我们需要先脱去，对不对？
Were we to put on something, we firstly need to put off, right?
我们常常想穿上，但是我们不愿意脱去。
We often like to put on, but we are not willing to put off.
如果你不能够脱去的话，你就不能够穿上。
Unless you put off, you cannot put on.
弟兄姊妹，许多时候我们的难处在于我们不肯脱去。
For instance, most of the time our difficulty is that we're unwilling to put off.
我们不愿意放下。
We're unwilling to put it off.
我们做父母的常常不愿意把自己的子女放下来。
The parents are unwilling to put our children down.
我们当中有很多年轻的母亲。
There are many young parents.
我们做父母的有一个最大的难处。
We have this most difficult problem.
我们把那个儿女抓在我们的手里。
We grasp our children in our hand firmly.
我们不愿意把这个儿女放在主的手中。
We're unwilling to put our children in the hand of the Lord.
我们知道他是主的产业。
We know, even know, he belongs to the Lord.
但是我们愿意抓在自己的手中。
But we grasp hold of them.
我们不愿意让这个孩子离开我。
We're unwilling to let go of the child.
我们知道这个孩子该做什么。
We know what the child must do.
我们知道他将来要上什么学校。
We know what kind of school he or she is to go.
我们甚至希望他将来读什么方面。
We even wish that they would study a certain subject.
我们对他有一个完全的计划。
We have a complete plan for him.
我们要把这个你抓在我们的手。
We would grasp hold of this child in our hands.
如果这样的话，这个孩子就成为我们的重担。
In this way, the child becomes a heavy burden to us.
有一天，这个孩子成为我们的一个限制。
One day, sooner or later, this child will become a limitation to us.
甚至这个孩子成为我们的神。
Even one day, this child become a god to us.
这实在是一件我们需要注意的事。
This is something that demands our attention.
撒母耳有一个母亲。
Samuel had a mother.
她很晚年的时候才得到这个孩子。
She bore this child in her old age.
这个孩子是她祷告得来的。
This child is a result of her prayer.
我相信撒母的母亲是非常宝贝撒母。
I believe Samuel's mother treasured him very much.
但是她把这个撒母耳放在圣殿里。
But she put the child in the temple.
她没有把这个孩子放在她的手边。
She did not put the child by her side.
弟兄姊妹，这个孩子在神的手中好呢，还是在你我的手中好？
Brothers and sisters, what is better for the child, in the hand of God or in our hand?
有一天，我想主要让我们看见，我们需要脱去那个旧。
One day the Lord will show us we need to put off the former manner of life.
需要有一天把这个孩子交在主的手里。
We need to commit this child to the hand of God.
不再用我自己的意思加在我的孩子的身上。
No longer to put on the child our wishes.
当我们这样做的时候，你会发现有一个很大的改变。
When we do this, you discover a great change.
这个改变不但是在你的身上，也在你的孩子的身上。
Change will not only be manifest in you, but also be evident in the child.
我们有的时候抓住我们的意见。
Sometimes we grasp hold of our opinions.
我们抓住我们个人的看法。
We lay hold of our views.
我们抓住我们自己的喜好。
We like our own habits.
当我们到神家的时候，我们带着我们过去的经验。
When we come to the house of God, we bring all our old experiences.
当我从小长大的环境的里面。
As I grew up in my youth.
在我的家里面。我们家吃东西是比较咸。
We had a taste for salty food.
而且我们用的那个塑料也比较多。
And we use a lot of spices.
也放很多的油。
We use a lot of cooking oil.
所以我从小我吃菜都是吃这样的菜。
So this is the way I grew up. I ate these kind of food.
我的太太是从一个不同的家庭里面长大。
My wife grew up in a different family.
他们家的东西是没有味道的。
And the food in her family is very tasteless.
头一次到他们家去吃饭的时候，我说这东西真没有味道。
First time I was invited to her family to eat, I said to myself, these foods have no taste at all.
不放也不放味精。
They don't put salt, they don't put accent, they don't.
一点肥肉都没有。
There was no fatty food.
也不放辣椒。
And there was no hot pepper.
这个真是没味道。
Very tasteless.
那后来我们就结婚了。
Eventually we got married somehow.
我还是有我自己的这个喜好。
I brought my own hobbies with me.
但是我不炒菜啊。
But I'm not the one doing cooking.
过了好多年。
Many years later.
有一天我回家吃饭。
One day I went to my family's home.
我说妈怎么这么咸啊。
I said, Mom, why does this food taste so salty?
我说怎么放这么多油啊
？Why did you put so much oil in this food？
这个味精不好啊。
The accent is not good for you。
我妈妈是非常的吃惊。
My mom was shocked。
不知道怎么搞的，这个主在婚姻的里面呢，把我这个东西呢做掉。
I don't know what happened in my marriage. God has done away with that former manner of life.
如果我把我那个以前的那个喜好要带到这个婚姻里面来的话
if I brought my former hobbies to the marriage,
我想我们有很多的冲突。
We would have a lot of conflicts.
因为我太太不能够吞肥肉的。
Because my wife would never eat fatty food.
她那个东西吞不下去。
She cannot swallow it.
所以我就不吃肥肉。
That's why I don't eat fatty foods.
我们需要把那个东西放下。
We need to put that down.
那个是从前的旧人。
That belonged to the old man.
在我长大的那个聚会的里面。
In the meetings where I grew up in.
我们有一个很大的诗班。
We had a big choir.
每个主日都有三四十个人唱诗。
Every Lord's Day there would be 30 or 40 people offering hymns.
我自己 也是在诗班里面侍奉。
I will also serve in the choir.
在那里面侍奉了六年之久。
I served for 6 years.
事实上那是我唯一所会做的侍奉。
That was the only service I knew how to do.
当我离开台湾的时候那是我所知道会做的一件事就是在侍班里面侍奉。
When I left Taiwan, that was the only service I knew to do. To serve in the choir.
不但我是这样我的姊妹也是这样。
Not only myself, my wife did the same thing.
那是为什么我们会结婚的原因。
That's one reason why we got married.
因为我们在同一个服侍的地方六年之久。
Because we served in the same thing for 6 years.
所以我有那样一个背景。
This is my background.
我能不能够把那个背景带到神的家里。
Can I bring that background to the house of God?
我们每一个人都有我们的背景。
Each one of us possess his own background.
我们的看法跟我们过去的经验是很有关系。
Our views and our experience have lot correlationships.
但是今天我们来到神的家的里面。
But as we come to the house of God today,
我们能不能够把我们过去的背景带进来？
Can we bring our past background with us?
如果每一个人都要把我们过去的背景带进来。
If each one were to bring his or her background,
你想这个地方能不能够合一？
Can there be oneness here?
如果我们要让神在我们的当中有任何的建造的话，
If we would that God would do a work of building here,
首先我们要做一件事，
Firstly, we need to do one thing,
就是把我们个人过去的背景放下。
That is to drop all our past backgrounds.
不管我们过去的背景是多么的好，
Regardless how good our backgrounds had been.
不管我们过去的那个经验有多么的成功，
Regardless how successful our past experiences had been.
但是我们来到一个新的聚会的里面，
When we come to a new meeting,
头一件事就是把所有的背景放在后面。
First thing to do is to lay aside all our past history.
不但你要这样做，我也这样做。
Not only you need to do that, I need to do this.
我不能把我过去我背景里面的东西带进来。
I should never bring in the things related to my background.
因为这样神才能够有完全的自由来建造。
Only in this way God will have the complete freedom to build.
如果每一个人都要坚持把自己背景里面的东西带进来的话，
If each one were to insist upon bringing in his background,
圣灵怎么有自由呢？
How would the Holy Spirit be given freedom?
我们就好像那个动物一样。
We're like an animal.
有些动物它需要换毛。
Some animals would shed their furs.
到了春天的时候，它的毛就慢慢掉了。
In the springtime, they would shed their furs.
然后到了秋天的时候，它的新毛又长起来了。
And in autumn, they would grow a new coat of fur.
我们也需要这样。
We need to be the same.
我们要常常的把那个旧的毛要放弃。
We need to shed our old habits.
然后让那个新的不断的从我们身上长出来。
So continuously the new can come out of us.
也许五年以前神怎么样带领你？
The Lord led you maybe 5 years ago.
是这样的来带领你的。
He led you in such and such a way.
但是今年主不一定是这样做。
But this year the Lord may not be doing that again.
或许你需要把五年以前的那个经验，好像那个旧的毛一样，让它脱去。
Maybe you need to shed that old experience 5 years ago, just like shedding the fur.
好，让那个新的毛，那个新鲜的，那个活泼的，那个美丽的，那个充满生命的，能够重新长起来。
So that the new fur, that which is new, fresh, living, joyous, can spring forth.
彼得有一个旧的一个观念。
Peter possessed an old concept.
说外邦人不能得救。
That the Gentiles cannot be saved.
那个是他的旧的毛。
That belonged to his old fur.
那个毛呢很难脱去。
It was difficult to shed that fur.
所以主就给他看见一个异象。
So God granted him a vision.
许多各样的走兽在一个布的里面。
All kinds of animals are in a sheet.
这样有三次。
He did this three times.
然后彼得才能。
In order that Peter may understand finally.
原来神的心意是要让外邦人得救。
That God's purpose and desire is that the nations can even be saved.
这个时候彼得把他自己的意见放下。
Now Peter finally laid aside his opinion.
他把他的旧的那个毛就脱去了。
He has shed his old fur.
就在那个时候，在新的生命，这个新的看见，这个新的真理，就在彼得的身上成型。
At that juncture, the new life, the new seeing and vision began to form in Peter.
弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到建造的时候，我们常常觉得是神要加上什么东西。
Friends, sisters, as we talk about building, we consider God is going to add something to us.
但事实上，在神要加东西给我们以前，实在需要让我们放下我们手中的。
But in reality, before God would add to us, He wants us to put aside, put down everything in our hand first.
然后那个改变就能够成就在我们的身上。
Then can the change be accomplished in us?
下一个主日我们有一个退休会。
Next week we will have a summer conference.
那为什么我们要有一个退休会？
Why would we have a summer conference?
是不是能够在那里得到一件新的外衣可以穿起来？
Do we gain a outer coat there to put on?
每一次我们到一个新的聚会，就好像得到一个新的外衣。
Every time we come to a conference, it seems like we're gaining a new coat.
然后我们就有很多很多的外衣可以放在我们的那个储藏室里面。
So we can display many, many different coats in our closets.
我实在相信，当神召聚我们在一起的时候
，I truly believe when God called us together,
乃是要让我们有所改变。
He wanted us to be changed.
他要让我们看见我们自己的光景。
He wanted to show us our true condition.
他要把那个光摆在我们的当中。
He would put the light among us.
让我们看见我们自己真实的光景。
To show us our true condition.
这个时候我们就愿意把我们手中的东西放下。
Then we are to put down that which is in our hand.
不管是不是我们的意见。
Whether our opinions.
我们的看法。
Our views.
或者是我们的管教孩子的方法
or the ways that we teach our children,
或者我们对教会服事上的一个看法
or our concept regarding services in the church,
弟兄姊妹我们要把这个放下
and sisters, we must lay these down.
盼望我们到退休会的时候我们带这样一个祷告去
I hope when we go to the summer conference, we will bring this kind of prayerful heart.
我们在主的面前说主啊改变我
Before God, we will say, Lord, change us.
如果我们众人带着这样的一个态度到主的面前
If we all possess this kind of heart before the Lord,
神要在我们当中做很大的事
The Lord would do great things among us.
如果我们众人到主的面前不过是想看一件新的外衣
If, on the other hand, we come to the Lord just to look at a new outer coat,
是我们从前所没有看过的
something that we had never seen before.
我们去那里欣赏那件外衣
We're there to admire the coat.
我们就失去这次聚会的意义。
We would have lost the whole meaning for this meeting.
所以我实在盼望每一个已经报名要参加的弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, I hope everyone that had signed up to go.
在你去以前，在主的面前有这样一个祷告。
That before you go, you have such a prayer before God.
主在这一次的聚会里面，你来改变我。
Lord, during these meetings, change me.
不是改变我的配偶。
Not to change my spouse.
不是改变我的儿女。
Not to change my children.
不是改变我的父母。
Not to change my parents.
也不是改变其他的弟兄。
Not to change the other brothers.
我们常常觉得教会那些负责弟兄是最需要改变的。
We often consider the leading brothers in the church to be those who need the change the most.
如果他们能够改好的话，我们就很好了。
If they can change for the better, then wonderful we would be.
就是这般人不肯改变。
Just To the contrary, these people would never change.
的确，负责弟兄需要改变。
You feel the leading brother need change.
但是我们所有的弟兄都需要改变。
But we, all of us brothers and sisters need change.
我们要带着这样的一个渴慕的心到主的面前。
We need to bring such a longing and hungry heart to the Lord.
让我们在聚会里面多有祷告。
Let's have more prayers during the meetings.
在每一场的聚会以前，我们有安排一个祷告的时间。
Before every meeting, we have set aside a time of prayer.
那个祷告的时间不是来等候弟兄姊妹参加聚会。
That time is not to wait for brothers and sisters to arrive.
盼望在这一次的聚会里面，我们改变那个以前的光景。
Let's hope that during these meetings, we would change our formal concepts.
那个聚会如果说是八点半开始，我们就八点半能够到聚会的地方。
If the meeting says we start at 8:30, we will arrive at 8:30.
如果那段时间是祷告的时间，我们就认真的在那里祷告。
If that's the time set aside for prayer, let's pray earnestly.
如果弟兄们安排我们分组祷告，我们就自动的能够与弟兄姊妹在一起分组祷告。
If brothers and sisters set us into different groups of prayers, then we would pray in groups.
如果弟兄们没有这样的安排，我们个人就安静的在座位上能够祷告。
If brothers did not have such arrangement, let's sit in our seat and pray.
当我们来到聚会的地方的时候，那个时候我们安静在主的面前。
When we come to the meeting place, let's be quiet before the Lord.
如果我们有事情要跟弟兄们交通的话，我们就到聚会的外面去交通。
If we need to fellowship with certain brothers, let's do it outside of the meeting hall.
让那个聚会里面，我们乃是在那里等候神。
So that during in the meeting areas, we are there to wait upon God.
我们乃是安静的在神面前。
We're waiting quietly before the Lord.
我们在那里祷告。
We're there to pray.
主啊，来改变。
Lord, change me.
借着今天，借着这个弟兄的话。
Through the meeting, through the brother's word today.
让我看见我真实属灵的光景。
That I would truly see my real condition.
好叫你能够改变我。
So that you can change me.
如果我被改变了。
If I were to be changed.
你就有希望了。
Then you would have the hope.
我的家庭就有希望了。
Then my family would have hope.
我跟我儿子中间就有希望了。
Then I would have hope between me and my son.
我跟我的老板中间就有希望
了。Then I would have hope between me and my boss.
这一切都在乎我愿不愿意被改变。
All these comes down to whether I am willing to be changed.
弟兄姊妹，你愿不愿意被改变？
For instance, are you willing to be changed?
让圣灵来告诉我们。让我们看见我们真实的光景的时候
，When the Holy Spirit comes to tell us to show us our real condition，
我们需要做一件最困难的事。
We need to do one most difficult task，
就是承认我们的软弱。
That is to confess of our weakness，
来到施恩宝座的面前。
To come to the throne of grace，
接受神的恩典。
To receive His grace，
弟兄姊妹，我们就会经历神何等丰盛。
For instance, we would experience the bountiful glory of God.
刚才我们唱的那首诗歌说，这个件事是个荣耀的事。
The hymn we sang a while ago that this is a glorious thing.
仇敌欺骗我们。
The enemy had lied to us.
他让我们觉得这件事是一件羞耻的事。
He caused us to think this is something to be ashamed.
所以我们被他所蒙蔽。
So we were veiled by him.
我们不愿意承认这样的软弱。
We're unwilling to admit of our weakness.
但是有一天神让我们看见了。
But a day would come, God would show us.
这是一件荣耀的事。
This is a glorious matter.
我们就欢然地到主的面前。
We'll come to God with joy.
承认我们的软弱。
Confessing of our weaknesses.
接受神。
To receive His grace.
我们实在感谢主。
We thank God.
在这个时候还给我们机会。
Even at this time, He grant us opportunities.
来到他的面前。
To come before Him.
好，我们每一次来到主的面前。
With that every time we come to Him.
我们都带着这样的祷告。
We come such, with such a prayer.
主啊，改变我。
Lord, change me.
一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你，因为你实在是爱了我们。
Lord, we thank you and praise you because you truly loved us.
你把我们都包含在你的计划里。
You had include all of us in your plan.
你要让我们在真道的里面合而为一。
That in the truth, we would arrive as oneness.
主，我们看见我们是何等的亏欠。
Lord, we have fallen short.
我们好像不配在你的计划里。
We are unworthy to be included in your plan.
但是我们愿意今天来到主的面前。
But we would today to come to you.
我们愿意承认我们的软弱。
Confessing of our weaknesses.
好叫你能够把你的恩典加在我们。
So that you can add your grace upon us.
让我们真正在主的面前。在荣耀的里面被主所改变。
So that before you, we can be changed in your glory.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
我们有些简单的报告。
As our brother mentioned, technically speaking, our conference will begin this Thursday evening.
我们弟兄刚才提到了，夏令会礼拜四傍晚开始。
Concluding next Sunday afternoon up in Huntsville.
然后中午，逐日中午在 Huntsville 结束。
I think our brother has made adequate emphasis on the need to really cover that time in prayer intensely this week.
我想我们弟兄已经加强这个我们祷告的必要。
In light of the fact that we're going to be in Huntsville, there'll be no meetings Friday or Sunday here at the West Office.
因为我们要在夏令会在 Huntsville, 所以在 West Office 这个地方礼拜五、主日都没有聚会。
If you still have not signed up for the conference, though, but still feel a burden to be led, I understand there is some available space, so you may talk to one of the brothers about still joining us for that time.
如果你还没有签名报告，那去夏令会的话，好像还有机会可以报名。
Additionally, when we talk about the subject of prayer this afternoon at about 1:15, immediately following lunch, there's going to be two meetings, one for the junior high class, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, I believe, and one for the first grade class.
今天下午爱宴过后，有两个祷告的聚会，一个是 junior high 的，一个是一年级、二年级。
And that's a time, all the parents should already have been notified, but that's a time for the parents and the teachers. Anybody else that feels burdened, to gather and pray for the children in that time.
相信你的父母亲已经被通知了，所以在那个时候，父母亲与老师们要一起祷告，或者其他有负担的人可以在一起祷告。
Young adults this afternoon is at Gene and Larry's. Is that 4 o'clock? 5 o'clock? 5 o'clock.
青年聚会今天下午是5点钟在 Gene and Larry 家里。
And lastly, but certainly very important, we'd like to welcome any newcomers that we have this morning.
最后我们要欢迎第一次来到我们当中的。
So if you're here for the first time or having